Good morning. You're listening to The Ship Report. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, February 26th, 2020. We have about 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. We'll have light east winds near shore in the morning. Wind waves from the northwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 7 feet high at 13 seconds. So you can see the weather's shifting around again by the changing in the wind direction that you can see there. And today we're going to hear more from fisher poets from the past. This particular fisher poet, you may have heard his name before, Harrison Smitty Smith. He was a real icon at Fisher Poets for many years, and he's gone now. But I'm going to play you one of my favorite poems of his that I've played in past years on The Ship Report that is just such a great piece, such a great example of his work. So we'll hear that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, 7 are in our Astoria anchorages, and 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. We have the African Piper arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage to pick up. She'll be picking up soda ash at the port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria, or did, around 2:30 a.m. Is probably in Vancouver by about 8:30 this morning. The Overseas Martinez is a petroleum tanker arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 this morning and arrive in Portland around 3:30 p.m. And the way you can tell a tanker at a glance is that instead of hatch covers on deck, it has valves and pipes. And so because its cargo is liquid, it's a liquid bulk carrier instead of a dry bulk carrier. Well, I'm going to stop with the ship schedule right now, so I have time to play you this piece by Harrison Smitty Smith. It was recorded at the 2008 Fisher Poets Gathering at the Wet Dog Cafe on the waterfront. And it's a really terrific poem called Crick Robber Gray, which was a color that fishing boats were painted so that they wouldn't show up in the fog, and they'd be essentially invisible in the fog and in bad weather conditions, which enabled them to avoid detection by law enforcement and other things. But it's a poignant poem about a fishing boat that's become obsolete and has now become a lawn ornament, something that Smitty finds appalling. Here is Harrison Smitty Smith, fisher poet extraordinaire.
Okay, I got another one here that seems to exemplify some of the sights around. One that's it's most painful for me to see is that someone's old fishing boat used for a decoration. Anyway, this is a poem, and the name of it is Crick Robber Gray. If any of you fishermen in the audience are law-abiding, you probably don't know what Crick Robber Gray is. But anyway, it's a traditional color for fishing boats. I went to a garden party. I washed my hands and face, shed fishing duds for city clothes. I sure felt out of place. I made attempts at conversation with the gathered folks, smiled weakly at the cliches, and chuckled at the jokes. Trapped in these surroundings, far from self-assured, with flowers, shrubs, and gardens so neatly manicured. Coming to this party was not of my choosing, but I felt obligated, and that ruled out refusing the invite from the widow of my longtime fishing friend, who now was resting peacefully with no more nets to mend. To fit in with this party, I'd at least have to try and find something with which I could identify. So to the center of the garden, I was somehow drawn, where my old friend's fishing boat was perched upon the lawn. Now just a decoration, stripped of ropes and lines, oohed and awed at by the city folks all dressed up to the nines. There was no mistaking that grace of line and flare, despite attempts to mask its state of disrepair. Caulking seams agaping, a plank or two were sprung, some stainless rigging still shone bright where a fuchsia basket hung. And the garden keeper's notion of a decoration quaint, the hull now hideous in blue and yellow paint. A far cry from its former home of river bend and bay, where it proudly wore the color of Crick Robber Gray. When this boat came off the grid, beginning each new season, it bore a certain color, and for a darn good reason. There was a chance that it would drift a few feet off the line and have production interrupted and a needless fine, because it fished all sorts of weather, and on a foggy day, there was a great advantage to Crick Robber Gray. Though paint was necessary for the wood's protection, also necessary was freedom from detection. But discovery now no longer determined by the glint or practice eye aided by a seven-power squint. Now all is revealed by Loran and radar's cathode ray, put into obsolescence use of Crick Robber Gray. Though times have changed, selecting paint from force of habit, the fisherman sees that familiar can and is likely still to grab it. Because the fishing boat is special, built for work, not play. Tradition dictates color. That's Crick Robber Gray. The garden party's over. I said my goodbye to my old friend's fishing boat. A tear came to my eye. And as I took just one last glance, yellow paint had peeled away. I saw a few remaining flakes of Crick Robber Gray.
And that was Harrison Smitty Smith, who was a real icon of the Fisher Poets Gathering for many years. This is, I'm going to read you a little quote from an obituary that appeared in the Chinook Observer. He passed away in 2012. Though seriously injured in a 2004 traffic accident, Smitty managed to return to the Fisher Poets Gathering. Here's a quote from organizer John Broderick. He limped in, his devoted wife Lori beside him, smiling ear to ear, got helped up onto the stage and gave us some poems. An unrestrained delight. The audience gave him a standing ovation. Fair winds to you, Smitty, wherever you are. We honor you every year at the Fisher Poets Gathering. And speaking of that, Coast Community Radio will broadcast the Fisher Poets Gathering live this Friday and Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. Tune in right here. You can find it all on KMUN and KTCB. We'll be streaming that as well. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.